This is The Bible Show.
Welcome to The Bible Show Daily. We believe in the power of God's Word, so we want to be in it each and every day. So Sam, where are we at in the Bible today?
Today we're in the Sermon on the Mount. We're talking about where it is that we should find our treasure. And it's a very famous passage, super convicting, particularly to people in the West that, you know, look for satisfaction anywhere and everywhere but God, it seems sometimes. But we're in Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 19.
Here it is. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
So this is one of the most obvious teachings, and yet it's one of the most difficult to
sure.
apply
yeah.
and to grab hold of. Because everybody on planet Earth, regardless of your faith, like, knows that death ultimately is going to take you at some point. Now, whether or not you triumph in, you know, resurrection, go to heaven, all that stuff, there's life beyond death. But death is going to take everything that you have built your life on.
Everybody
like
dies.
Your career, your bank accounts, your houses, your cars, like all of that stuff. Death just swallows it up. And so on its face, it's super obvious that if we live our lives for things that we know are going, that we can't take with us, that basically end at the grave, we're fools, right? And Jesus comes along and he's like, don't do that. Like, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, because all of this stuff gets taken away. So instead, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And the question is, okay, well, how do you do that?
Yeah, what does that look like?
Like, how do you do that? I mean, the first thing that jumps to mind is, okay, well, I guess, like, I need to, like, do a lot of good works. And maybe there's, like, a lot of people back in the day had theologies where it's like, I'm building up a bank account of merits or something in heaven. Like, and that's not what it is meaning exactly. What it's talking about is Jesus comes when he's asked multiple times in the scriptures, like, what's the most important thing humanity can do on this earth? And he says, okay, there's two great commandments. And what are they? They're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. There's one. And he says the second one, like it, is to love your neighbor as yourself. And then he says something pretty wild. He says, every single law that you find in the entire Bible, all of the Torah, everywhere else, like, all of the laws hang on those two. If you love God and you love your neighbors, you are fulfilling the entirety of the law. And in doing so, that's exactly how you store up treasures in heaven. How does that work? Because if I'm devoting myself to, I've got to get a good degree so I can get into college, so I can get a good job, all good things, right?
Yeah.
And I can make a good living and take care of my family and all good things. But why are you doing those things? If you're doing those things so that you can say, I climbed the ladder and I held this title and I built the bank account and I did all that, it's all gone. Like, the grave takes all of it. But if you're doing those things because you're like, okay, I'm going to get the good degree and I'm going to go to the good college and I'm going to get the good job and I'm going to make the good income and do all those things so that I can use those blessings to serve God and be generous to the poor, and to help establish his kingdom, and to be generous to his causes. And I'm going to use all of those things to love my neighbor and to pour myself out so that I can build those things up. Those are the things that go on forever.
Yeah.
Your relationship with God is an everlasting thing. It never goes away. The grave doesn't even, it only improves it, right? Where you're in his presence face to face. So whatever you've done in this life to serve him goes on forever. It's an eternal reward. I mean, if I was a financial advisor and I came to you and I said, you know, this portfolio goes bankrupt next March, you'd be like, well, I don't want to invest in that.
Get me out of that one.
But if I said, hey, it gives a perpetual return of 15% on, or infinite, whatever, on forever, you'd be like, well, what do I do? How do I sign up? And that's essentially Jesus saying, like, the wise thing to do with your time, resources, efforts, money, everything is to invest them in heaven, to invest them in God and your neighbor. Those things go on forever. Those will have implications that reach on into eternity. Mm. If you devote your life to all this stuff over here, it's gone. You're a fool to do that. And yet, what do we find ourselves doing all the time?
Exactly that.
Worrying about this stuff, and I got to do this, and I got to build a rat race, and I've got to da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, why am I doing that? Because if I'm doing this stuff and it's not for eternal causes of loving God and my neighbor,
it's worthless.
I'm wasting my time. It's all getting swallowed up at the grave. And so Jim Elliot has one of my favorite quotes on this. He was a missionary that was martyred.
Yeah.
They made movies about him. He says, he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose.
And that story is incredible because he did give up his life and it seemed like, well, that was just tragic. But then that whole town, that whole village, that whole people group came to faith because of the faithfulness of his wife.
Yeah. He was
wild.
They killed him and yet God brought about eternal life to those people. One of my favorite lines in him, Be Thou My Vision, one of my favorite hymns. It was at my wedding. But my wife used to whistle this when I was walking down the stairwell, and she would hear me in the stairwell, and I never knew this, but she would hear me coming, and I would be whistling this because whistling it was the exact amount of time to get down 4 flights of stairs.
Huh.
But my favorite line in that hymn is, Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise, thou mine inheritance, now and always.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so important to center your mind, because it's so easy to chase. If you're just myopic and this life is all there is, you'll waste it. You'll waste it. And it'll be swallowed up by the grave. And all of your labors and efforts and worries and anxieties amount to nothing. But like I said, pour into him and it goes on forever.
And we do have to remind ourselves that, because the world's constantly coming to us with the exact opposite message. You know, 98% of the messaging we get is like, hey, you better make this count. This is all there is, what you can see, touch, taste, feel, all of that. That's it.
Yep.
So have your fun now.
Yeah, which makes you live the life of a slave. It's a rat in a maze. Like, yeah. You're just constantly like, oh, my time's running out. I gotta. And that's why, like, it's not only that you invest in those things to gain an eternal reward, but by having that perspective it allows you to relax here. Right? It's not just about, oh, my bank account's gone. My life is meaningless now. Like, it's not about that stuff. It's about the eternal stuff. Charles Spurgeon, another great quote. He says, the genuine Christian is the most contented man in the world, right? Mm-hmm. He has everything he needs. God died for him. He's got an eternal inheritance. Nothing can be shaken. Like, everything's going to work out in the end. He walks around with that confidence all the time, at peace. He's the most contented man in the world, but he is the least contented with the world. He's like a traveler at an inn. He is satisfied with the inn and its accommodations, but he would never give any consideration to the idea of making it his home.
Truth.
This is not our home. We're investing our brief little vapor of a life here to help people get to a far better home. And we're fixing our eyes on a far better home and trying to make this place while we're here a lot more like that home, because that's what he calls us to. But don't live as though this is the final destination and all the world's dumb little trinkets are your ultimate treasure. He is your treasure. Live like that. What are your thoughts?
I think what stuck out to me as we read this is the emphasis on the people around me are the eternal ones. And they're what's, you know, how I interact with them, like the C.S. Lewis quote, and I'm going to mess it up and we're a quote factory today. You know, C.S. Lewis said, you know, no one around you is a mere mortal. You've never met a mere mortal. Everyone we interact with, everyone we play with, talk with, hate, they are all eternal souls. And that's what matters. So just relationally, and that is wild that every person I'm going to interact with today, whether I know them or not, has an eternal soul that matters.
Yeah. And therefore, the only thing meaningful that you could do with all your labors and possessions this side of the grave is invest to get them to the other side. Jesus, it's just so on its face, obvious. Proverbs 18:10, I'll close with this. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs to it and is safe. A rich man's wealth is his strong city and like a high wall in his imagination.
Sure.
You build up your life and think, oh, I've got it all secure. And you know, death is coming to wreck it all. Don't be a fool.
Yeah.
Give it to him. Live an eternally meaningful life.
Yeah, so let's go to God. Lord, would we hear this today, God, and not be overwhelmed or burdened by it, God, but would we be set free from it? Would we behold your glory and see just how beautiful you are, and that's really all we need? Would you create us to be the most contented people in the world because you died for us? We have entered into your family. Our eternity is secure. Our inheritance is going to happen, Lord. So what do we fix our eyes on that today? Lord, we just confess, God, our just love for this world and the things that aren't going to last into eternity. So, Lord, would you break us of that desire to build up a kingdom that ends on this earth, God? But would you give us a future vision of what life would look like if we use this time well? Would you give us the Jim Elliot idea that, God, people matter and eternal souls matter, and it's worth every sacrifice in order to see more people come to faith in you? So, Lord, we walk in that today, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Bible Show. If you enjoyed this podcast, please remember to like and subscribe and leave a kind review to help us in the world of tech algorithms. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We'll see you next week with another episode of The Bible Show.